So I'm a big fan of reading, and I, over the years, have had the opportunity to enjoy some audiobooks, but I'm not quite sure whether that actually is reading or not. Joining us to solve this mystery is Bridget Magna, Senior Lecturer in Literary Studies at RMIT University. Bridget, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
That's the way. So is enjoying an audiobook, does it still qualify as reading?
A range of scholars have looked at this question, whether or not it is real reading. So we're doing a bit of a survey of the area, and we looked at some material which was about the way that the brain works
right.
when you read. And there's a neurologist called Stanislav Dehaene who's done some interesting work in this area. He's scanned people's brains to look at which areas light up when people read. And apparently very similar areas light up when people are reading and when they're listening to something, listening to a text.
There you go.
So they're adjacent areas, so they're not unrelated. So what Linda and I are arguing in our article is that a bunch of skills are activated when we read, whether that's reading on the page to oneself silently or whether we're listening to an audiobook. So it does take a number of skills to do these things, and we're not saying that the silent reading model is the best one and that audiobook listening is cheating. I think audiobooks can really offer a whole different experience when you're engaging with the text.
I agree with you.
You've found that.
And it's interesting you referred to, or some may refer to it as cheating. Several years ago, I was given the audiobook Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell, which I thoroughly enjoyed listening to while I was doing my work. But I found that I needed to listen to it three times before I finally, you know, managed to digest everything that he had to talk about. And I don't know if I need to read books three times ordinarily. So I don't know if it's so much cheating or maybe it's just a different way of consuming it.
Yes, that's right. And people often listen to audiobooks while they're doing other things, which will take away some of their attention. It's the same for me too. I like to listen to them while I'm walking. And sometimes your attention is diverted from what you're listening to and you might need to listen again. But I'd say that our attention wanders while we're reading on
yes.
the page as well. And sometimes you've read a whole page and you can't remember what it was that you read. So it's not unique to audiobook listening.
That's a really good point. There's a book I'm reading at the moment, and a couple of days ago I went over the page, I think, two or three times because my mind just wasn't on the spot and I couldn't take in everything that I was hoping to take. So there really isn't a lot of difference between reading and audiobooks, is there?
No, I don't think so. I think, yeah, some people feel very exercised about it. They feel that it isn't real reading, and obviously they're entitled to their opinion about that. But I don't think that we need to see audiobook reading as lesser or not as good as reading on the page because I think it often adds something. So one of the audiobooks that we've discussed in our article is Alexis Wright's amazing epic Carpenteria,
right?
Which is voiced by Isaac Dandridge. And I found that his voice and his acting skills brought that to life.
I think you're spot on. I listened to John Cleese's book not that long ago. And, I mean, normally when you listen to an audiobook, they're fairly well controlled. He stops and laughs at his stories, which really added a great deal to it for me.
So you knew the parts where he was responding and you
yeah.
knew how he felt about it.
Yes, and he was laughing along with it. I was laughing along with it. And I had a wonderful experience at the end of that.
It seems that people really like audiobooks that are voiced by the writer or
yes.
the performer or the person who's telling their memoir. It seems to add a dimension.
Bridget Magna, thank you very much for clearing this up for us today. I really appreciate your time.
My pleasure.